Hello, Rolene.
Hello, Kath. Hello, Simon. I just feel so left out. Where are my donuts?
Yeah, no, she's hard work today, Rolene.
You don't want donuts today.
She's hard work, Rolene, that is for sure. Rolene, I've got a question for you before we even get into the Israel news proper.
Sure.
So I see there was another tunnel apparently discovered. And my question to you is, the IDF appear to keep on reassuring Israelis that we found the tunnels, there's no issue, be they in the north, be they in the Gaza envelope, and every couple of weeks they're finding a new one. I mean, is that not having a crisis of confidence within Israel?
Okay, well, that is a very, very good question, and it is actually the top story in Israel at the moment. Let's give a little bit of a background to the tunnel that was discovered yesterday, and this tunnel was discovered while the IDF were building their subterranean wall, their subterranean security barrier. If you've been following the story with the tunnels, you'll be familiar with the fact that the IDF is now building a barrier underneath the ground to stop these tunnels penetrating into Israeli sovereign territory. And, you know, the timing is quite ironic, because we will mark, this week we mark 5 years since the start of Mitsa Tsuketan, or Operation Protective Edge, which started as a result of these tunnels. And it has begged the question that, you know, yesterday we didn't just get the tunnel, we also got the drone. And every couple of weeks, and I know you guys follow very, very closely the minute there's an escalation, and we reported to the listeners that, you know, even though we had this massive campaign which cost the lives of 67 soldiers, and even though we know about the tunnels, they do seem to pop up. Is this time, or is it time for another strategy? Do we have to rethink this? You know, thank goodness, so far, over the last couple of months, it has been quiet in the north as far as Hezbollah is concerned. But our big concern now is the finding of yet another tunnel in the south. So as we speak, the IDF are trying to determine the route of this tunnel. And, you know, just to remind listeners that these tunnels are used to smuggle weapons from Iran into the Gaza Strip. In some cases, they've been used to smuggle animals, livestock, and even brides. I am really not making the stuff up.
Okay.
But the main purpose is to smuggle weapons. And of course, very, very frightening is that the tunnels have been dug so that the exit is either within a small Israeli community or a kibbutz or a moshav, and the intention there is either to kidnap residents and hold them hostage, or worse, or is to create like mass destruction or mass murder on a horrible scale.
Everyone just wonders at what point Israelis are going to say, are you telling us the truth? The last one they found in the north, I believe, was so big that it was, you could fit malls down some of them. That's how huge they were. Okay, I'm exaggerating
absolutely
a bit, but nevertheless.
You know, when we think tunnel, we think, you know, a narrow passageway, you know, that's very crude, you know, very, but in these cases, they are very, very sophisticated. You know, they're big enough to transport a significant armory. They're big enough to transport huge rockets. You know, I often hear from our detractors that we get a little bit hysterical at the type of rockets that are launched from the Gaza Strip, because they don't seem to, or some of them don't seem to have formal guidance systems, but a lot of them are extremely sophisticated and do cause a lot of damage and have the capability to reach quite far into Israel when fired.
Yeah. We spoke about the tunnels. We didn't really talk much about the drone. Is this a new modus operandi? Is this now the weapon of choice?
Well, we hope not. But yesterday, a drone was spotted flying in from the Gaza Strip into Israeli sovereign territory, and it was investigated and shot down very quickly by the IDF. But this, you know, once again proves that Hamas and other terror groups within the Gaza Strip are getting more and more sophisticated when it comes to the type of weaponry and technology that they have, which is also why we are building now underground as well as above ground.
Okay. You've written that you want to talk to us about Lobstergate in Brazil. That makes me laugh. What is that?
Well, I don't know, guys, if it's a small or if it's a slow news day or because it's a lobster, it's created such controversy. Yeah. But it is making huge headlines around the country.
Okay.
And it sparked a huge debate.
Yes.
And the story is as follows. The Israeli ambassador to Brazil, Yossi Shelly, was photographed sitting having what one presumes is a lobster with the president of Brazil, Bolsonaro. Now, the offensive edible dish that's been mentioned was blacked out during, you know, in the photo, but some people have said, you know, can a representative, I hear you giggling in the background there, guys, and you know what, I had the same reaction. I mean, of course, there are a whole lot of memes that have sprouted up, you know, as a result of this, but there's a whole discussion happening in Israel. You know, some of our diplomats are secular. They may not keep kosher in their personal capacity, but when they represent the 100%. State of Israel, should they be seen with offense of crustaceans? And you know, it's making a mountain out of a molehill, or rather a lobster tail over here. And the ambassador in question says that, you know, there were a lot of other dishes that were present, including salmon, but the whole brouhaha is not over the salmon, it's over the lobster or the shellfish. And he says, you know, while he didn't eat it, and we have no proof of that, he did not push it away because he didn't want to offend his hosts. So I don't know what you guys think. Do representatives of Israel, are our diplomats, are they obligated to make sure that when they are out eating in their host countries, if they you know, run the risk of being photographed, should they make sure that they are not eating anything offensive?
I think that's a great question to throw out there.
Well,
we want to know.
Wasn't it Shimon Peres? Shimon Peres, who went to the funeral of that who was assassinated? And he made a big thing because he had to walk on Shabbat and everything, but then sat down to a lobster breakfast.
Oh, no.
So.
Oh, my goodness me. Okay,
you know.
So maybe the question's been answered a long time ago already.
Must have been a very expensive breakfast if it had lobster meat.
Must have been.
And if you want to eat the filters of the ocean, that's your choice. Oy fey. Okay, moving on, Ro. Roline, can I just ask you something? We were having a debate here about Shakira.
Yes, ask her away.
Okay. Is Shakira an anti-Semite or isn't she?
Anti-Zionist.
No, she's not an anti-Semite.
So we can play
she's
her.
Not an anti-Zionist. Neither is Tommy Hilfiger and neither is Oprah Winfrey. And some people might say, yes, but I read that. No, they aren't. Shakira was actually scheduled to perform here in Israel, and unfortunately due to scheduling conflicts, she wasn't able to perform either in Israel and Lebanon, people. Just because she's Lebanese doesn't make her an anti-Semite. She is a UNICEF ambassador.
Before
the collective eye roll on UNICEF, she is not an anti-Semite.
Not often I like to be proved wrong, but thank you for that.
So you like Shakira, do you?
I do like Shakira.
Well, Sama's hips don't lie, Kath.
There you go,
you know
exactly.
What, I'm going to play a song and I'm going to see if I can video it and upload it to YouTube. Can we do that, sir?
I don't know why this evilness has just taken over you today.
Yeah,
pure evil. It's this black thing you're wearing today. Where's the broom? Anybody got a broom? Just fly home.
The studio.
Exactly.
Where it always is, Simon. You know that. Roline Marks, that's where we leave it today. Thank you so much. Love speaking to you and thank you so much.
Love speaking to you. And I expect, if it's going to be dodgy, I expect YouTube clips immediately.
There's no other way. No other way. Thank you so much. That's Rolene Marks. She's our Israel correspondent. We speak to her Monday to Thursday.